When Linda Lipnack Keel was 14, she heard this voice.
When the moon's kind of dreamy, starry-eyed and dreamy.
Years later, Keel signed a contract to write a biography of Billie Holiday. The author spent nearly a decade on that project. She died before she could finish, but left behind interviews with people who knew Holiday. Now we can hear those interviews and see restored footage of Holiday performing in a new documentary, NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports.
The documentary is like a story within a story. There's Billie Holiday, and there's Linda Lipnack Keel's obsession with telling her story. Holiday had died by the time Keel started working on her biography. Keel's goal was to tell Holiday's story through the voices of the people who knew her. Childhood friends, musicians, managers, FBI agents. James Erskine, who directed the documentary, says listening to Keel's interviews was like an archaeological journey.
What was extraordinary was it felt like we were excavating voices lost to the past to create not just a portrait of Billie, but a portrait of the world. It's so full of atmosphere.
Billie Holiday's cousin talked to Keel about growing up poor in Baltimore.
People played on her.
Did they play on her when she was a kid?
Of course.
Who?
The men folks.
Keel interviewed dozens of musicians, including Count Basie.
Will you interview me about my band of Billie Holiday?
Huh? I can't write about Billie Holiday with your band if I'm not going to talk about your band.
Hey there, baby, make up your mind, because I've been waiting such a long, long time.
One of the most arresting moments in the documentary is Keel's interview with drummer Joe Jones, who got to know Holiday when they toured together. Jones told Keel that as a white woman, she couldn't begin to understand the racism they faced.
You don't know what we was going through.
What were you going through?
We was going through hell.
Miss Billie Holiday didn't have the privilege of using a toilet at her filling station. You don't know anything about it because you never had to subjugate yourself to it. Never.
Bassist Charles Mingus talked to Keel about Holiday's activism.
And she was fighting equality before Martin Luther King.
How?
What are the songs she chose to sing?
As early as 1939, Billie Holiday sang Strange Fruit, a haunting indictment of lynching, to black and white audiences.
Southern trees bear strange fruit.
Billie Holiday's voice, wrote Linda Keel, was more real and true than anything I'd ever heard before.
And blood at the root.
When Keel died in 1978, her family recovered the notes, transcripts, and 200 hours worth of interview recordings from her New York apartment. Eventually, they sold the materials to a private collector. Before this documentary, only two biographers were given access to the collection. For the new film, James Erskine interviewed Keel's sister, who says Keel struggled to finish her book.
At one point, I remember we had a discussion, and I said, you know, maybe it's just time to finish it and to leave it imperfect. But she couldn't. It was so much part of her.
In the new documentary, Billie, the range and depth of Keel's interviews are finally available for the public to see in theaters and on demand December 4th. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
What's new?